Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Well, I am thoroughly embarrassed over my performance in the last segment. Bringing Bill Bender on the show. Bill, we played a game of blind name that fight song, and I talked a big game going into this thing. I said, you know what? Out of the SEC teams, I could probably get 14 of the 16 SEC teams. No sweat. And I bombed hard, man. It's tough naming fight songs. How are you, pal?
You know, some of it, I'm doing great. The association, you know, you forget some of them really easily.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to call you out on that. I know Big Ten-wise, I'd probably say I'd get all 18, and then I'd probably end up like 12 out of 18.
Bill Bender, The Sporting News, joining us right here on the Fan Upstate. Bill, let's start with this. What game are you headed to or watching, keeping an eye on this weekend?
Well, I'm heading up to Ohio State for practice now, and I live about 20 minutes away, so I bet you can do the rest from there.
Yeah.
Huge game at noon. Get there early. So many things in that game that I'm just interested to see, and part of the reason why is there's 26 guys in this game that are going to the NFL draft or went to the NFL draft. So now you have a ton of star power left: Arch, Jeremiah Smith, Caleb Downs, Anthony Hill. I could go on, but who are some of those new guys that are going to step in, whether it's a Julian Sayin or, you know, a Colin Simmons, who isn't maybe a household name yet, that step in and make the big plays in this game? Because, I mean, 1-3, that's as good as it gets for an opener, and it's not the only one.
Bill, how much trust do you have in Julian Sayin to be able to kind of match or at least try to stay with Arch Manning? I mean, Arch has gotten a few starts and he's got a little more playing time under his belt. Do you think Julian, with all his talent, can kind of hang with Arch?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, when you have Carnell Tate and Julian Jeremiah Smith and Brandon Ennis, that's another kind of a guy that we're looking for that could have a big year for Ohio State. When all of those guys are catching the football, you could have a pretty big year there. So, I think that's something I'm looking for. I mean, with Texas on their side, it's, Trey Wiesner, Ryan Wingo. There's a lot of good skill talent in this game.
You know, it's really interesting, Bill, and I love that you're going to be there for the biggest matchup of the weekend, Texas-Ohio State, College Game Day, Lee Corso's final College Game Day, a lot of excitement surrounding that. But when you look at Julian Sayin, good reason, there are a lot of people who just don't know what we're going to get from what you've seen. You're seeing practice. You know, obviously, more than most of our fans out there when it comes to what Julian Sayin can do. Describe this quarterback and how you think Julian Sayin will not only look in 2025, but what we can come to expect all season long from this guy.
You know, that's the big question. I think off the top of my head, you know, obviously there's a 5-star background there. Played you know, he committed to Alabama at first and was there until Saban left. And, you know, when you watched him in practice, he's not the biggest guy. You'll notice that right off the bat. I mean, Will Howard was huge. Dwayne Haskins is a big guy. Justin Fields is big. But he's accurate. He gets the ball out quick. He's got five-star talent with his arm, and you're going to notice that right away. I think, you know, when you're starting at places like Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson, you know, the pressure to win is always going to be there. But I think with Julian, the key is going to be, you know, does he limit the turnovers? How does he handle the pressure of playing at Ohio State? This isn't the only big game he's going to play in. He's going to be in a Penn State game, a Michigan game. But that's the privilege of playing at a place like Ohio State where we're going to judge him on every throw, but I think he'll be fine.
Coming up in the next 12 minutes, we're going to get Bill Bender's pick for the Upset Picks Challenge. Bill, just wanted to put that in the back of your mind to remind you at the end of the interview to have an upset pick ready to go. But earlier in the show, we started talking about coaches that really need a win here in week one. I was looking at Tony Elliott at Virginia, obviously. He's struggled in his time there at Virginia. And I also was looking at Scott Satterfield, a guy that's a little near and dear to my heart, who coached my alma mater, who's now at Cincinnati. Things have not gone well for him at Cincinnati. And obviously those fans remember, you know, the Luke Fickell and the Brian Kelly eras when they were winning a whole lot of football games. Who's somebody else that you look at that just desperately needs a win here in week one?
Hugh Freeze at Auburn. You know, I think that program, new quarterback, you know, Jackson Arnold took a lot of sacks last year. You're playing Baylor, that's tricky. Baylor was hot last year before the bowl game against LSU, so you have a lot at work there. So I think that makes that a really interesting game for Auburn, especially if they lose. I can't pin a win on Mike Norvell. I can't say you've got to go out and win against Alabama. I know that's not going to be easy, but I will say – I don't think Florida State can go out and get blown out. That wouldn't be good.
You know, I'm with you there. It wouldn't be good, Bill. Let's kind of park there for a second on Mike Norvell. We did this a couple days ago with Brian Kelly, trying to find the path if Brian Kelly were to be fired. What's that path look like for you when it comes to Mike Norvell? If I told you, hey, Bill, Mike Norvell will be fired at the end of the season, what's that path look like in your mind?
Well, I don't do win totals because win totals, you just never know.
Yeah.
I mean, are we going to say, hey, he's got to win 9? And what if they win 8, but then they get blown out by Florida and they get blown out by Alabama, you know, get blown out in a couple ACC games, lose one they shouldn't? Then you get into that discussion. I thought at ACC kickoff, Florida State was desperate to talk about anything else other than that last season where they won 2 games. I don't think they're going to be that bad again. And some of that was the Dublin loss, which we all know it can get weird, right? After you lose that game. We're going to find out what K-State's all about, by the way. But I think, you know, I would say if they can get to 7 or 8 and just show some fight, and a lot of that's going to rest on the quarterback, Thomas Castellanos. He's going to have to play better than what they had under center last year.
At Bill Bender 92, all of our Tolos go find him and give him a follow. Deion finds himself in a unique position this week. This is the first time he will have coached a college football game without Shadur, Shiloh, and Travis Hunter. 10 years from now, Bill, as we're looking back at this era of Colorado football, will the 2 years that he had with those three be the springboard that led to greater things, or will Colorado fans kind of look back at it and say, wow, those were the good old days?
You know, I think this year, that first opener is going to be a really interesting game for them because I know it's going to be different without Travis Hunter, without Shedeur Sanders. The phenomenon of the last 2 years was based a little bit on winning that first game. You know what I mean? So, if they lose and they lose spectacularly to Georgia Tech, then we're going to start asking questions about like how long is Deion going to coach, and that has nothing to do with his health. I'm so happy that he is healthy and he is able to coach, but I do think that's part of the story here. That, you know, how long is he going to do this? Now he does have a lot of NFL names on his staff, and I think that's a good thing. But, you know, it's just a lot of that might hinge on how they do in this opener and how they manage the Big 12. I know I'm excited to see that game Friday night, though, because I think Georgia Tech's pretty good. They've got a good quarterback in Haynes King. He makes a lot of plays.
It's really interesting, Bill, when you look at that matchup. Diesel brought it up, so we'll park there a second as well. Georgia Tech, Haynes King, Colorado, some newness, quarterback, other positions. I do find myself wanting to believe in Georgia Tech in 2025, but I also at times pull myself back from fully buying in. In the ACC, are you there? Are you fully buying in the Georgia Tech, especially in this opener, which I think is a little bit bigger of a test than people realize?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one going out to Folsom Field in Colorado. And, you know, whatever that buy-in is on Georgia Tech, some of that is on this first game. You know, can they go out? They were kind of a giant killer last year. Well, I think we know that. They would win a game, and then they were inconsistent in other areas. So can they go out and do this for four quarters? Win, and you're right. It's not, and if I don't know if that's an upset either way, but, I mean, just if they can go out and win – that would get them a big springboard going into the ACC. I believe the line's like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Bill, I know you said you don't like to look at win totals as a way to judge teams. I'm looking up and down North Carolina's schedule, and I see there are 9 possible winnable games for North Carolina this year. It's a manageable schedule. But obviously this roster for Bill Belichick in his first year in college football is loaded with transfers. How will you judge the job that Bill Belichick does in his first season?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Starts. I mean, you have in spot, but it's really, really hard to judge teams that have, you know, in their case, we're talking about 70 transfers. So I just don't know. I will say this, the fascination factor for me with North Carolina is at an all-time high because of Belichick. If they go out and win that game against TCU, or they are an underdog, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
Okay, so if they go out and do that, then we're going to be talking about Belichick all Tuesday, that it's the Patriots all over again. He hasn't missed a beat. He knows how to coach, and I think all of those things are at work if they can go out and pull that upset.
You know, I think so, too. I think right now it's 3.5, 4.5 around that line. Bill, let's bring it local. We'll get to South Carolina, Virginia Tech in a second. That's obviously, with us being in the state of South Carolina, something our audience is really interested in. But Clemson hosting LSU, you mentioned the big game, Ohio State, Texas. When you look at Clemson, LSU, we've talked to Clemson guests. We've also talked to LSU guests on the show this week. What matchup, the game within the game, in your mind stands out the most as to what could dictate this game in one direction?
up front. You know, Clemson's got first round guys all over that defensive line. You know, Woods, Parker. You know, that's it. Does LSU hold up? They lost Will Campbell, the first round tackle. They're trying to protect Garrett Nussmeier, trying to communicate on the road and what's, you know, this battle of Death Valley. And, you know, can they get the running game going a little bit? I think that's something to watch early. You know, LSU's had some spectacular fails in season openers the last couple years. And I think they're going to fight and play and keep this one close. But, man, you have to play well up front to beat this Clemson team. And that's what stands out most to me about the Tigers is that, you know, I do think they're elite on the defensive line. And when Dabo's got an elite defensive line, they are really tough to beat.
Bill, Carson Beck was really good at Georgia last year. I wouldn't call him elite, not a world beater last year, but he's going to be stepping into a Miami program where Cam Ward threw for 4,300 yards, 800 more than Carson threw for at Georgia. What percentage would you say you think Carson Beck will be able to achieve relative to Cam Ward's massive season last year?
Well, I mean, that's a tough question to answer because, I mean, I think they're just different guys. I think Carson Beck is a guy that what stood out to me was Mario Cristobal said, hey, this guy marries what we do offensively to what we want to do. You know, Cam Ward was a playmaker, improvised well, did those kind of things. So I just don't – I think Carson Beck just has to go out and be him. And the big game experience is going to help. 24-3, right? Played in a lot of top 10 games, all those things. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to help tremendously. Now, this Notre Dame game, as I've pointed out, you know, and I went to a Catholic school, so I know this. Notre Dame, last six trips to Miami, they've lost. Now, they don't play every year, so you can't really gauge that off a game from the 70s, but it's just letting you know that, hey, Miami's tough at home, and, you know, that's been a tough game for them in the past. It might be a tough game on Sunday.
Yeah, it might be. Bill Bender, the Sporting News. Bill, my last question for you. South Carolina driving down to Atlanta, Georgia on Sunday afternoon to take on Virginia Tech. South Carolina, we know that they just had a couple of trip-ups a season ago that kept them out of the CFP. Especially that game against LSU. I know we've talked about this with you a little bit leading up to the season, but Sunday, how you see this going for the Gamecocks, but also the flip side of that, I guess the part two of that question, Bill, if there's enough on this team in your mind in 2025 for the Gamecocks to make another special run like they did a season ago?
Well, you know, Lenora Sellers, it really starts there. What an emotional game it's going to be for them Sunday playing you know, obviously, with the Jane Beamer, Frank Beamer connection. That's awesome, by the way. I think it's going to be really fun. Got a good edge rush. It's kind of the same speech I gave you about Georgia Tech. You know, they've shown they can win games and big games. I was so impressed last year with the way they played at Alabama. Mm. You know, that was a game they could have won.
Yeah.
So can they do that every week in the SEC? And that is the challenge. I mean, you look at Shane Beamer's record in the SEC, you could – criticize that if you want. To me, it's just the reality of having to play in that conference every week where we know it's extremely hard.
Bill, it's time. Can we get your week one upset pick? Remember, the game here is you have to pick an outright upset, and if you are correct, then the number of points that team was a dog by will get added to a rolling season-long tally.
You know, I'm going to go North Carolina. I'm going to buy in there, and I kind of tease that a little bit. I just missed last week, by the way. I had Stanford. I'm going to sit here, and because of you guys, I'm sitting there late Saturday night, like, yelling at Stanford's front four to get a push late in the game, and that's all on you guys. But I'm going to give it a try and give North Carolina. Did anybody hit last week?
Yeah, quite a few did. Well, obviously, the only upset was the Iowa State, so everybody that hit gets 3 points. So, you know, first place is still within reach, Bill.
We got a lot of time. It's long season.
A lot of time. Bill, you're the best. We appreciate you as always, buddy.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill Bender, The Sporting News. Good stuff there. If you tuned in late, missed any of it, download the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can go back. There's a chapters feature after you click the Fan Upstate, and you will see Bill Bender's name there, as well as anything else we discussed today that you missed. We have to get to some of the big news in the NFL. Diesel, a lot happened over the past 2 days. We'll take our visit to the National Football League next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.